Alle Ishuru Chelek Beis Daf Lamed Tes. Paragraph Gimel. Ein HaBechira Sheletes Badam Shilton Mukhlat. Choice is not an absolute dominion over the person. Be'oifen Sheyuchal Lachlit Es Atzmoi Mayom Lemachar Merasha Gamor Befoyal Letzedek Gamor Befoyal. In a way where a person could turn himself around from one day to the next from being an absolute Rasha to an absolute Tzedek in practice. Omnam kosav haRambam beFirkei Hatzlacha b'Schilasam. It's true. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Pirkei Hatzlacha, "Shekol echad mibnei ha'olam imirtzei shlemus hayakarov kimoshe Rabbeinu alav shalem." Any person in the world, if he seeks perfection, he is as close to it as Moshe Rabbeinu. Imratzei chisaron yak mo Yerobam ben Nevat. And if he seeks the opposite of perfection, he can be like the Rasha Yerobam ben Nevat. V'ulai yehi amaneh ha'yischa mimcha uvechad. The motivator is within you. What the Rambam means is that the decision can happen today. The actual process of transforming oneself from a Rasha to a Tzaddik, it's a process that can stretch over many years. We have to know what Rav Dessler writes about the point of choice. And this is a quotation. Kol adam yesh lo bechira. Every person has choice. Haynu binkudas pkishas emes shlo im emes ameduma toladas hashikir. And that point happens at the interface between between the truth and his imagined truth, which is a consequence of shekir. Aval roiv ma'asav, however, the majority of a person's acts hem bemakom she'en emes v'hashikir nifgashim sham klal. Most of his acts happen in a place where there's no interface at all between truth and falsehood. There's much that is true that a person is brought up to do, he's trained to do. It never enters his mind, never occurs to him to do the opposite. There's also much that a person does which is incorrect and false. And the person is not aware at all that this is something negative. Ein habechira sheyeches ela benekuda. Choice is applicable only at that point, the interface, the point of contact, shebein tzevaoi shel yetzer tov litzevaoi shel yetzer, between the army of the yetzer tov and the army of the yetzer hara. Harbe nichshalim tamid belashon harba, belashon hara. Many people stumble, fail constantly in lashon hara, mipnei shegaluboy, because they are accustomed to it. Velo yaaleh al datam klal kiraon. It doesn't occur to them that this is something serious, something negative. But the very same people, Yetzirah would never suggest to them that they should desecrate Shabbos or miss davening or not fulfill the mitzvahs of tzitzis and tefillin, and similarly. Because in those mitzvahs, nischanchu v'urgelu kol kach, they were trained, they were taught, they became so accustomed, she'ein knisa sham yetzera, so that they are safe there from the yetzera. Omnam nekuda zo shel bechira ina imedes tamid al matzav echad. That point of choice, that point of interface between truth and falsehood, is not static. Ki bivchiro yistovois adam oile lemala. By making correct choices, a person rises. Those places where the war was waged previously, they're now within the domain of Yetzer HaTov, in that territory. And at that point, the continued good deeds that the person accomplishes, they will be without war, without choice anymore. Mitzvah Guerreres Mitzvah. That's an insight into the concept of mitzvah goreres mitzvah. V'chein efech, the converse is also true. Ha-bechirois ha-ra-ois negar-shois yetzer ha-tov mi-mekoy-moy. Incorrect choices drive away the yetzer ha-tov from its place. Uch-shi-yosif la-ses min ha-ra ha-hu, if a person continues to do that evil, ya-asenu bil-bechira, he'll come to the point where he does it without choice. Ki ein od achiza la-yetzer ha-tov ba-mekoy-mo. At that point, the Yetzer HaTov has no more foothold, no more grasp in that, no control in that place. V'zeh umram zal Avera gueres avera. And that's the meaning of that Mishnah. Pekei avois avera gueres avera. And similarly, v'chein kivan she'avar adam avera b'shanaba hutraloi. When a person does an avera and repeats it, it becomes as if it's now mutar. His resistance towards it and his sensitivity to it lessens. V'chein u'b'inan achinuch. Similarly, when it comes to training and upbringing. A person is brought up in a positive way so that much of his life is not subject to attacks from Yetzer Hara. And therefore his point of choice is in more subtle and higher concepts. Lemashal, as an example, a person who grew up with a Torah education in the company, in the environment of tzaddikim and anshei maaseh. That upbringing will have the following effect. His point of choice will not involve actively doing an avera or avoiding doing a mitzvah. For him, the choice will be regarding the subtlety and the nobility of his intentions. In contrast, there's a person who may be brought up in negative company among evil people. For him, there's no choice at all whether to steal or to desist. Possibly, his point of choice is only when it's a question of whether to murder someone when he's cornered in a criminal act. The Shami Milchemes Itzarav, that's where his war rages. That's the truth that he discerns according to his level of Yetzer HaTov. If he follows the Yetzer HaTov, he will ignore it, ignore the truth there. What emerges is that one's upbringing does not have any effect at all on the actual concept of choice. Upbringing only changes where the choice occurs. Every person, when created, is given the power to be able to recognize the truth according to his level, velidabek ba, and to cleave to it, velolis alemimena, not to ignore the truth, afilu bivnei hizdamnuyos shel cheshbonos sheker, even when opportunities arise to manufacture all sorts of calculations which are really false. Ve'en hefresh bazeim chinuchoy gbias mekom nekudas becherasoy o yishpiloy. Makes no difference whether his upbringing has made his initial point of choice higher or lower. The ability to recognize the truth, his truth, is equal under all circumstances. And the author adds, one should study at length the Kuntresa Bechira from Michtam Eliyahu Chelek Aleph Amud 113. Paragraph Dalet. Lamadnu merabeni Yoina sheyesh madrigos rabos lebechira. We learn from Ben Yoina that there are numerous levels for Bechira. Umaran Gaon Rabbi Eliyahu Eliezer Dessler Nishmasa Eden Bi'er Lanu, and Rav Dessler explained, Ki Nekudas HaBechira Na'a. The point of choice is dynamic, it is not static. Kashe Adam Oile B'Avoida, so when a person grows in his Avoida, Nekudas HaBechira Oila, his point of choice also grows. Ulehefech, the converse is also true. Yesh Lanu L'Archiv B'Or B'Zeh, we want to elaborate on this. Parashas HaBechira K'suva B'Nitzavim Shvi'i. In the Torah, we find the concept of Bechira in Parashas Nitzavim. The Psukim say, Re'ei nosati lefanecha hayom es ha'chaim ve'es ha'tov. See that I've set before you today life and good, ve'es ha'maves ve'es ha'ra, and death and evil. Asher onochim etzevecha hayom le'ahava es ha'shem eloikecha, lo'leches bidrachav ve'lishmo mitzvoy sa ve'chokosav ve'mishpatav ve'chayisa ve'ravisa ve'chulei. I command you today to love Hashem your God, to follow in His ways, to observe His commandments and His laws, so that you shall live and be numerous, etc. Ve'im yifne levavecha. If ever your heart turns Veloisishman, you do not listen. Venidachton, you stray. Vishtachavisa leilohim achrim ba'avad tom, and you serve other gods. Higadati lochem ayom, I tell you today, ki avoidet oivedun, you will be destroyed. Loisa arichun yamim al adama vechule, you will not have lengthy days upon the land, etc. Haidoisi bechem ayom es ha-shamay ves-ha-oretz. I bring heavens and earth as witnesses against you today. Hachayim ve'omaves nosati lefanecha. Life and death are placed before you. Ha-berecha ve'akelala, blessing and curse. Uvo'charto b'chayim, choose life. Leman tichi ato v'zarecha, so that you and your progeny should live. Le'ahava es Hashem lokech u'dovka boi, to love Hashem, to cleave to Him, ki hu chayecha ve'orech yomecha. He is your life and the length of your days, v'chulei. Ha-bechira b'chayim ha-besisisi, the basic choosing of life is this. Sheloi la'avor avirois, not to transgress the Torah. Lishev misa bazeo baba, says to incur death in this world or the next. And not to cause, on a bigger scale, the exile of the Jewish people and the loss of Eretz Yisrael. A higher level choice is the concept of Ahavas Hashem and cleaving to Him. These are the two supreme levels that Rabbeinu Yonah enumerates of the 10 highest levels that were given to us as positive commandments. Ha-hefech shel b'chirat toiva zohi. The opposite of this good choice is ve'im yifne levavecha ve'lo yisishma. If your heart turns and you do not hear. Ve'im yifne levavecha. That phrase in the Torah, if your heart turns. Zeu ma shechazal kur'in kli reikon. Chazal referred to it as an empty utensil. She'enu machazik beruchanius. It cannot contain spiritual content. Ki because as the Gemara puts it in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav, if your heart turns, shuv loy tishma, you won't be able to hear. Beruchanius rak kli male machazik. In Ruchanius, in spiritual terms, it's something somewhat paradoxical. Only a full utensil can contain more. Venimtza, what emerges is ki ben madriga yoser gvoa ba'avida, on a higher level of avidas Hashem, habechira ben chayim v'maves hi ben milui v'yosoknus. The choice between life and death is between being filled and being empty. Mas'as nafshe shel tamid chacham amiti hi. The yearning of a true tamid chacham is yois tamid bivchinas kli molei, to be always a full utensil. Vu mavchin bisaknus b'midasma. He sees in any amount of emptying, of spiritual emptying of his being, misa mamash. He sees it as an aspect of death. If afterwards he needs to toil again, to fill himself up again, it counts literally as the chiyas ha-meisim. Hare b'matzav ze, at that level, mitzvas uvochato b'chayim. This mitzvah of choose life, hi ha-bechira lios kli male b'tura v'avida. It's the choice to be filled with Torah and avida. This is a much subtler distinction between life and good, death and bad. Much subtler than the choice, the basic choice between doing mitzvot and avoiding averois, or the opposite. And both of these levels of choice are included in the mitzvah of uvochato b'chayim, choose life. Paragraph A. Mikol ha-kefirois ve-avoidois ha-zarois she-nishachu b'skufois ha-shanois. Higia te-kufasenu l'inkudas ha-shefel. Of all the denials of Hashem and all the forms of avodah zarah that have come about through the different eras of history, our era has come to a low point. Ha-kefira shel doireinu uba b'chira atzma. The denial of our generation is the denial of choice itself. We're not going to elaborate about the causes. I'm just going to describe it briefly. In the nations today, in legal cases, there's a tendency to exempt murderers who have certain disorders, certain tendencies, to exempt them from being accountable, im yesh siba psychologis lemaaseh, if there's some psychological reason, motivator for the deeds. Gam lesech olamenu chada hashkafa zeis. If we think that this is exclusive to their world, it's incorrect. This hashkafa has penetrated our world as well. Mi meitanu ma'amin she'adam einu mukhach lechatoi? Who among us, in the observant Torah society, truly believes that a person is not compelled to sin? Mi ma'amin she'efshar lichyos miyom kippurim zeh ad yom kippurim haba b'lichet? Who among us believes that we can live from this Yom Kippur until the next one without chet? Hein, mi ma'amin she'em echad yachol lavo b'lichet? Indeed, who among us believes that one can live a single day without a chet? Levai shem yom kippur natzi emuna berura she'anu be'emes ba'le b'chira lesader chayenu ba'ofi she'anu yikashel b'chet. Halevai that we would extract from Yom Kippur a clear commitment, a clear belief that we are truly ba'le b'chira, that we really have choice, so as to organize our lives in such a way that we should not stumble in chet. Birarnu es ha'gvulois shelo b'chira. What we did in the previous paragraph is to clarify the parameters of choice. Ach aleinu ladas, what we need to know is a fundamental point. Ki yesoid ha'adam, v'yesoid ha'toraya b'chira. The foundation of a human being, the fundamental aspect of Torah, is choice. V'yi ha'rishena sheba ma'alois elenois sheba avura nira adam. It's the primary, it's the first one out of those 10 supreme levels that Rabbeinu Yonah enumerates for which a human being was created. Bifrat b'tekufa shelon, especially in our era, b'ikves adim shecha, in the footsteps of Mashiach, yesh lishazek ad me'oid b'emunah v'rura. One has to strengthen oneself exceedingly with a clarity ki yachoil nuchal lizgaber letzion, that we are capable of overcoming our yetzer hara, v'chei anachnu achraim al masinu, that we are accountable for our deeds, v'asidim lo seses adin aleim, and that we will have to give an accounting and stand in judgment for these actions. In brackets, ayen b'inan ha-kefira b'vchira b'ikves adim shecha. In terms of this discussion of denying of choice in the period preceding the coming of Mashiach, b'fachad Yitzchak in Rav Hutner's sefer, b'inanei purim ma'amar chavtes, over there, u'v'igoris u'michtavim siman mem beis. Paragraph Vav. Madoir miyuchad kovea latzmo inan b'chira b'imei b'choris. A special discussion when it comes to choice in the context of youth. Asher al ze omar koheles, in Perek Yud Aleph, the Pasuk says, Semach b'chu b'yaldusecha, rejoice young man in your youth, v'tivechali b'cha b'imei b'chori secha, let your heart be good in the days of your youth, v'haloich b'darki libecha, walk in the ways of your heart, uv'mar'e enecha, in according to the sight of your eyes, v'da, however, know, ki al kol eile yevi'acha elokim b'mishpat, you should know that for all of these, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you to judgment. Uva'im al zeh divrei Chazal b'shtei lashonois. Chazal comment on this using two expressions, shel metzeinois shtei madregos, that connote two levels. Ad kan divrei yetzer hara, mikan ve'eilach divrei yetzer tov. So Chazal say that up to a certain point in the pasuk are the words of yetzer hara, and from that point onwards are the words of Yetzer HaTov. Where is that point? In brackets, Adkan Vedaki Al Kol Eile. So the first part of the Pasuk, up to but not including Vedaki Al Kol Eile, are the words of Yetzer Hara. And from Vedaki Al Kol Eile are the words of Yetzer HaTov. Now, the two statements of Chazal work as follows. Reish Lakish Omar Adkan Lidivrei Tira. Okay, it says, up to here, meaning speaking about Divrei Tira, and onwards, from that point onwards, talking about Ma'asim Tovim. So Rashi explains, Adkan la'Torah, the first part of the Pasuk, Semach b'Talmudcha, rejoice in your learning. Lemoid misimcha mituv lev, learn with joy, with satisfaction, with a good heart. Va'aloich b'darkei libecha, la'vin ma b'libecha, to understand what's in your heart, k'fi re'us enecha, according to the understanding of your eyes. And then mikan ve'eilach le'ma'asim tivim. From that point onward, the pasuk is talking about ma'asim tivim. V'da ki al kol eile. You should know that for all of this, meaning al kol ma shelamadta, regarding everything you've learned, seif chalit en esadin im leis ekayem. You have to stand in judgment if you don't fulfill. That's in Shabbos Daf Samech Gimel. Halashon harishon kifshutoi. The first expression is kifshutoi. Let's talk about the basic choice between following one's heart and fearing judgment. However, the second expression, let's talk about the choice of a Talmid Chacham within his learning, whether he'll find, he'll stop with the joy, the satisfaction of his learning, uvrak svarasoi, the satisfaction of being able to produce brilliant svarois, or yim yetzeref elimudoi, or whether he will learn and combine with his learning hamegamah leagia lehalacha lemaaseh, the intent to reach practical halacha v'ilmad menas laaseh, so that he learns in order to fulfill. Zoi bechirasoi begishasoi leisek haTorah. That's his choice in terms of approaching the whole concept of learning Torah. Why is this era called the days of your youth? Perhaps as a hint. The main time of choice is when a person is still young and is setting his direction in life. He can see the future in front. He thinks, he analyzes. How you should live, כיצד יחיה חייו ובמה יבחר, how you should live his life, and what to choose. ודווקא לתקופה זוי, and specifically regarding this era of youth, בא בהמשך דברי קהלס, later on, in chapter 12 of קהלס, comes the warning, האזהרה. וזכור את בוראך בימי בחורי ישך. Remember your creator in the days of your youth. עד כאן.